MoneyWeb now on the money.
This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. I'm chatting with Andreas van Heerden, CEO of Afrimat. Results for year-end February saw HEPS up 24%, a final dividend of around 54 for the year. Andreas, a very, very strong year. And you've talked around it as we have chatted over the many years. You mention it in your results around that sort of diversity and competitive advantage. And that really is coming through in these numbers.
Yes, we're very pleased. The strategy that we embarked on a couple of years ago is really paying off very nicely. And we saw a very good performance, actually all around, except for one small part of our business. Everything else actually did quite well. We're very happy.
The one was Nkomati anthracite. Now, we chatted 6 months ago, and there'd been some challenges, but it was also in ramp-up, and it ramped up in spectacular style. I mean, a 754% rise in profit, a low base, but that's now up and running.
It's actually still ramping up further. We actually want to take it a little bit further. Okay. But in short, we are very satisfied where we are now. It's a very challenging mine and nothing is easy there. Mm-hmm. But I think we've got a strong team there and they've really got their hands around it now, yeah.
Pure Construction Materials, which was up some 100% at mid-year, up again 111% at year-end, doing very well, very strong. Who's your customer? When we chatted last time, you said that some of it was road and rail, which was positive for the bigger economy picture.
We're seeing a lot of activity on the road building front around the country. And now with Lafarge in, we're very excited about, for instance, all the work going on in KZN on the coastal region and things like that. So that did well. And also with a strong drive right now from Transnet to try and improve the performance of the two export lines. And we are in a position to supply some of the ballast for those two lines. And we also saw a very strong demand in the year for that.
You mentioned Lafarge. The closing of that deal was post the year end, not in these numbers. Is the Lafarge deal one where you kind of walk in and from day one it starts making some profit, or is there some cleaning and fixing to do?
No, there's some cleaning and fixing to do. The business is not performing well at the moment, so it's another turnaround. The aggregates and fly ash businesses are doing okay, although we can see that there's some help needed there to make it even better. And then the cement business, the cement factory is underperforming quite badly. We need to fix it up and get that business to perform again.
When we spoke at mid-year and it was ahead of the deal, it had been announced but not yet concluded. You mentioned that Peter de Wit, the CFO, would be sort of seconded to do the integration. Is that process still ongoing? Is he still sort of in charge of bringing Lafarge into the bigger group?
Yes. Yeah. So we've taken a full-on project management approach. So Peter is doing this full-time now as the, let's call it, the project director. Mm-hmm. And then we have different work streams with project leaders under him working on all the different aspects, the systems, the human resources, the IT systems, the whole lot, and to integrate that into our business and to incorporate that into our structures.
Some pressure on iron ore prices later in your financial year, which is ending February, still very profitable. How much of a challenge is Transnet for you? You've got some internal customers. Can you put iron ore in a truck?
Yeah, on the domestic line, that has been our saving grace. We've actually trucked quite a lot of material from the Northern Cape to Gauteng this year. Mm-hmm. So that is possible. It's not economically feasible to do that on the export line. Saldanha is just too far away from the Northern Cape. I must say on the export lines, although we have, you know, as an industry, the rail system on the export line is not in a good state. Mm-hmm. But with a new leadership at Transnet, we're really hopeful that together we're going to turn this thing. There's a big change in the whole attitude from them towards accepting help from industry. Mm-hmm. I'm very positive. I think it's going to be a while still. I think they got their job cut out, but at least the willingness is there to work together towards a better solution.
With that bottleneck essentially of that line to Saldanha, do you mine and stockpile? Do you reduce capacity perhaps at the mine, or can you sell it to internal customers in Gauteng?
Yeah, we balance our production to the demand. Okay. And we have the domestic customer and the export. You know, we just balance our production accordingly.
Probably the only disappointment in the results was industrial minerals. What happened there?
Yeah, that's a bit of a disappointment. The business did not do well at all. It's a couple of factors, but I suppose the biggest was really the effect of load shedding, and it was both ways on ourselves. You know, earlier in the year, we were not really fully prepared for that, so we didn't have the generating capacity, our own diesel generators on site, which we now have. And then secondly, many of our customers were also, you know, it's industrial customers, and they were, especially on the higher stages of load shedding, they were impacted quite badly.
Your future materials and metals, this is your sort of newest division, Glenover, still very small, still very new, but how is that doing? I mean, in time, it's going to become significant, but it's early days there still.
Yeah, it's very early days. So we have just finished a couple of weeks ago, we finished the construction of the single superphosphate plant, mm-hmm. And we started commissioning. We're still busy with a ramp up. We started to make some really good quality product out of that. And it's a ramp up phase. So, I think it'll be another, for the rest of this financial year, it's really about ramping up and getting the business to produce sustainably.
And is that into the agricultural sector?
Yeah, that's into the fertilizer market.
Last question, as I said up front, a really good set of numbers, a record year for Afrimat. In some ways, you're going full circle with Lafarge, but of course, you're a fundamentally different group. Now, looking forward, I mean, broadly, another strong year anticipated.
Yeah, we hope so. Obviously, with Lafarge being incorporated, I think in the beginning, the Lafarge business as a whole is loss-making in the beginning. So there's a big focus to turn that around very quickly. So that might put a little bit of a damper on the first half. But we're quite bullish about the longer-term future, you know, given that Nkomati is really ramping up very nicely now. We think Lafarge has enormous potential once it's turned around. Glenover slowly coming in, you know, so we think that the year ahead should be another good one.
We'll leave it there, Andreas van Heerden, CEO of Afrimat. Always appreciate the time. The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.